The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on sunny 95. It's not very sunny today. In fact, we had some terrible storms come through. I was sitting at my desk last night and there was this terrible crack. It was almost like it hit the neighbor's house or something. Kind of made me jump, and I'm usually not jumpy that way. Today, what we're going to do is talk to gentleman Dr. Andre. He is the Chief Technical Officer and co-founder of Triumphant Athletics Group Incorporated in Canada, and they make the Agility Guard Performance Mouth Guard that Louis Vito wears. You might remember we had Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito on the show probably, 6 weeks ago, and we discovered that he is wearing this new mouth guard that is designed to improve his athletic performance. And so I thought, well, let's have the company that made that on the show. And Dr. Andre is a co-founder, so he'll be able to answer all of my questions. Let me just tell you a little bit about him, but then I have a few housekeeping announcements to make before we bring Dr. Andre onto the show. Dr. Andre is a graduate of the University of Toronto, class of 1985. He completed a dental residency program in Sinai Hospital in Toronto. Been in general practice for 26 years. He maintains a private practice in Oakville, which I assume is also Toronto. And he does that a couple to 3 days a week. And so, like I said, we'll bring Dr. Andre on the air in just a sec. Let me just mention that on September 18th, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio is holding their Buddy Walk, their annual Buddy Walk. This is their biggest fundraiser of the year, and without this, I don't know if they would survive to be able to provide the wonderful programs that they do for folks who happen to have Down Syndrome. So please come out and join us, form a team. The phone number for the Down Syndrome Association is 614-263-6020. You can call them and find out how you can participate. Their website is DSACO.net. It's DSACO.net. And on the website are ways that you can contribute. If you don't have the time or the ability to go out and walk, you can at least maybe help out the cause. There was a heartwarming story in the newspaper earlier this week about a cheerleader, I believe, at Grove City Central Crossing, who happens to have Down syndrome, but who made the squad. And it was really neat to see. And of course, if you've ever been around a person who happens to have Down syndrome, they just lift your heart. They just make you smile because they're just always happy. It's just really great. Okay, so let's see. I think that's the only thing I needed to get out there before we bring Dr. Andre. So, Dr. Andre, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. We lost you there for a minute, didn't we?
Yes. I thought I had charged all the phones, but apparently there's one that
okay.
I picked up the wrong one.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that we have all you right. back. So, yeah, thanks for getting up and being on my show. Are you in Canada now?
Yes, I am. Just outside Toronto.
Okay, that's where Oakville is?
Yeah, Oakville's about 20 minutes out of Toronto.
Okay, because I was born in Canada. I was born in St. Catharines, and I have relatives in Toronto.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, I've been up there several times. It's a great city.
Yes, it is.
Now, what was your residency in? Was it a general practice?
General practice residency.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you, how did you become interested in working with athletes?
Well, once I realized that the position of the mandible, could affect the performance of an individual, then that's when we started to look into different positions of the jaw and the types of bites that were being taken. And certain bites produce better results.
So, how did you come to that? I mean, let me ask you this: did you see a lot of tooth injuries in your practice, or you just happen to have a lot of athletes as patients, or what?
Both. There were the athletes that I had, but also, I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, we know that there are other appliances out there that were introduced in the 80s that were used in the Olympics. There were, you know, prior to us, there were other devices, and currently there are other devices out there that do claim performance enhancement. And, you know, it's not unknown that the position of the mandible does affect certain things. You know, whether it affects posture, whether it affects alignment, you know, the relief of neurological impingements in the TMJ joint. Again, it's nothing new. So we just basically looked at all of this and said, well, how is it that we can come up with an appliance that can produce good results and be extremely comfortable for the athlete to wear?
Okay. Now, I was watching football yesterday. I don't know if you watch American football or not, but LSU, they have these bright yellow helmets, and they have these bright yellow mouth guards that are hanging from the cages. They're clearly not even the boil and bite. They're just the kind of the store-bought. You can look at them and see that they don't have any tooth indentations. And why is it that such high-profile programs don't put more credence in the value of these custom-fitted mouth guards that you and I would make?
Well, that's a good question. We're hoping to change that. You know, through awareness, through educating parents, athletes, and you know, it's a process. I mean, it's one client. It's like building a dental practice. It's one client at a time. Someone saying something positive about your product, and it's going to take some time because you know, marketing is important. And there's some there's some companies that have huge dollars towards marketing, and you know, we have a philosophy at our company. That, you know what, look, it's one client at a time, give them that little special treatment, and you know what, deliver the best.
So the mouth guards then are designed to, number one, protect teeth. Well, actually, that's not number one. I guess we think it is, but let me ask you, I mean, in reality, do these mouth guards, not just yours, but in general, or yours if you want, do they really prevent teeth from being fractured, or are they primarily there to open the airway and maybe help prevent concussions?
Well, you know, these days, as you know, the sport has changed. The hits are harder. You know, slap shots, blows to the head are much more severe. I have a hard time believing that a puck coming at you at 60 miles an hour is going to stop any tooth from being fractured, no matter what you put in its way.
Right.
You know, so I would think that yes, to a certain degree, it does offer some tooth protection, mainly soft tissue protection. But you know, take a look at some of the devices that are worn today. You know, you have full face gear, which is great, tremendous for protecting the athlete. So, you know, I think the verdict is still out. You know, with regards to concussions, you know, there's some positive results on certain papers that have been written. But all in all, I think it's more important to have one than not.
Right. Better to have one in and hope for the best than to have,
exactly.
not have one, and you know for sure you're
exactly.
going to get an injury. I think it's kind of cute that it's hockey that you were referring to, since hockey's so big in Canada. Of course, we have a pretty good hockey team here in Columbus. Maybe you've heard
mm-hmm.
of them. The Blue Jackets?
Yes, I have.
All right, now, okay, so we think it'll do some tooth protection. We know, or at least you're going to explain to us how it will enhance the effectiveness of the athlete. And then, like you said, the jury's still out, but concussions, certainly I was taught in dental school that if you have something in your mouth that'll cushion the blow from when, let's say you get hit in the chin and your lower teeth hit your upper teeth, if there's something rubber in there, rubberized, it'll soften the blow and potentially reduce the number of concussions or the severity of a concussion. So there's like three mm-hmm. things that these have the potential to do, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, now, how many athletes...
I like that word, potential.
Potential? Okay.
That's a good word.
How many athletes have you fitted to date with your agility guard?
I have fitted a total with appliances similar to or
okay.
agility guard,
uh-huh.
probably close to about 600.
Wow. Is that you personally or
yeah.
by dentists working
that's,
with the products?
No, that's me personally.
Oh, my goodness. You've been busy.
Personally. Yeah, I've been busy. I've been busy.
Now, tell me a little bit about the research behind the agility performance mouth guard.
Okay. Well, we have a number of pilot projects going on. Currently, right now, we have some athletes being tested up in Big Bear, California.
Okay.
We have a group of cyclists down in Austin being tested that are almost completed. And then we also have a nice little study going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with regards to reaction times and speed for sharpshooters.
Well, sharpshooters, okay.
Yeah, yeah, because what we're finding is initially some of the, if you take a look at our website, some of the individuals that are on there in the shooting aspect, you know, target and military, you'll see that they're, the times that they're able to load and reload are much faster over a period of time. So, you know, there's a lot of aspects to performance. It's not just strength, flexibility, range of motion. I mean, we're dealing with the complete physiology of the human, reaction times, sight. It's quite interesting. You know, to try and complete studies over all these physiological parameters is certainly going to take some time. But you know, starting somewhere is what's important. So you know, these are the types of things that we're seeing. Wattages increase with cycling, you know, recovery times. Definitely, like I said, stay tuned, and soon these things will be put down in writing.
Okay. Now, I did go to your website. The website, by the way, is www.agilityguard.com. That's agilityguard.com. And I didn't see the part about the sharpshooters. Not the sharpshooters you're talking about. Yeah, sharpshooters. I didn't see that one. But,
okay, if you go to athlete testimonials, you'll see that there.
Okay.
There are two shooters that are listed on our website that give testimonials.
Okay. Oh, cool.
All right. So they're there.
All right. Now, it's what I'm going to do is we're going to do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day. We do it every week. And the winner wins free flowers from Weistember Florist. But before we give out the question, we need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunday 95.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, the Agility Performance Mouth Guard is designed to A, enhance the performance of the athlete who wears it, B, protect the teeth from traumatic injury of the athlete who wears it, and there is some, and B, I'm sorry, C, some potential to decrease the severity of concussions, although we emphasize the word potential, or D, all of the above. The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. The phone number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. And we'll take three or four callers. We'll have them kind of like here, and maybe we'll let Dr. Andre decide whether it's 1, 2, 3, or 4 or whatever. Okay, so call now, 459-9769 or 459-WSNY.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. We're together. Tell me you will stay.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are talking to Dr. Andre. He is the Chief Technical Officer and co-founder of Triumphant Athletics Group in Canada. And they made the Agility Guard performance mouth guard that Louis Vito wears and some other athletes. I was on the website. I see Apollo Anton Ono is one of your clients.
Yes, he is.
And are there, that's the most famous one that I can think of other than Louis. I see you have several here. Swimmers. I see high jump, cyclist, cricket. And what else do we have? Oh, bobsledding. Another speed skater, huh? A bronze medalist, yeah. And so basically, by positioning the mandible in a certain way, you open the airway and you allow more oxygen to the brain, right? And all the muscles?
Exactly, exactly. That drives the whole muscle physiology. The ATP cycle, I mean, oxygenation is important, as well as relieving the neurological impingement on a TMJ joint itself. As you know, cranial nerve 5, which is the dental nerve, all right, is one of the largest nerves, or the largest nerve in out of all the cranial nerves. And it has a very strong influence on the inputs and sensory and motor inputs of the brain itself. So a lot of data is devoted to cranial nerve 5. So when it's not working properly and the joint isn't happy and isn't in harmony with the rest of the body, then that sort of miscues on the firing of neurological information throughout the body. So it focuses in on the problem and diverts it from the rest of it.
So with that in mind, it seems like the younger a child begins to wear a mouth guard, the better it would be. So what, first of all, do you agree with that? Secondly, at what age do you recommend youngsters begin to wear a mouth guard?
Well, that's the interesting part, because since ours are custom fitted, okay, and we need the existing dentition, you want to take a lot of care when you're delivering these appliances. One, you don't, you know, there are various bite-taking techniques that we use, and certain methods, and certain ones apply to younger individuals and teenagers. But certainly when those teeth are erupting, then you want to adjust that appliance. So you don't want to put them into anything that is, you know, and explain to the parents that, look, this is only temporary for a short period of time, and we have to monitor it very carefully because we don't want to affect that dentition erupting.
Okay.
So, you know, we can start at you know, the ages of 8, 9, 10, but definitely that appliance has to be monitored very, very carefully.
If for no other reason, then they're still in mixed dentition at that point. They still have some baby teeth and some adult teeth.
Exactly, exactly. So sometimes it's, you know, better just to get them into a properly balanced mouth guard where, you know, there isn't any torque on the mandible itself, and let them go with that. And like I said, monitoring is important. It has to be explained to the parents and to the child that, you know what, you've got to get in here so we can take care of this thing and monitor it carefully so we don't affect development.
What kind of cost would a parent be looking at for an agility guard?
Well, you know, some of our doctors throughout North America will charge anywhere between $400 to upwards around the $1,100 to the $1,500 range. So it all depends.
Okay, now that sounds like a lot of money. However, it's less than the cost of one root canal that you would need if you had your tooth knocked out, or not knocked out, but broken off and needed to be repaired.
Absolutely.
So from $400 to anywhere between $1,100 and $1,500.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it all depends on where the doctor is.
Right.
And, you know, local economics.
But it's not something you can typically afford to have three of them made in a year if you're if your child is you know, have lots of teeth are coming in, falling out.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You
typically not.
Okay. Now, people who wear braces, getting an impression on someone with braces can be a real challenge, and yet because all of the wires and brackets on their teeth, they're more vulnerable at least to the lacerations of their cheeks and lips. So do you have any special instructions to a dentist on how to handle, you know, that impression-taking stage as well as fabricating and wearing an agility guard if they're wearing braces?
Well, we have some great labs that fabricate our appliances. Again, when you're going to take your impressions, wax out the place wax, ortho wax, over the entire brackets, okay, to block that out, and then use an alginate. That's what I would recommend. That's what we do, and then turn it over to our labs, and then they'll block it out in the vacuuming process.
So it still fits pretty well as long as you've blocked out the wires and things.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, it's not as doesn't fit as well as without the brackets. But again, it boils down to your point, with or without. You know, the risks, advantages, you know, cost factors of loss of teeth, trauma, injury. You know, is it worth it?
Yeah, really. You know, I think it is, but each parent, I guess, has to decide for themselves. Now, I wanna know what you're doing about concussions, and first of all, I was watching football again yesterday. It was on ABC, and a football sports commentator says, "Coming up, the Taco Bell bell ringer of the game." That's not really funny anymore, is it?
No, it's not funny, and I think, you know, if we can mention names like Crosby in hockey and, you know, the what's currently going on in the NFL, I mean, concussions is serious. And, you know, the old saying, you know, just shake it off, get back into the game, I think, you know, with the amount of media attention and the amount of athletes that are suffering from these concussions, I mean, I just attended a college in Boston recently, and I mean, to see these kids that are 17, 18, 19 that have had one, two, even our Olympians that have had, you know, one, two, three concussions. I mean, this is I won't say epidemic, but it is something that needs to be dealt with. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, our company will have a major announcement within the next 30 days as to, something that we'll be offering to athletes, and certainly something that parents can take a look at and see if they want to offer it to their children as well. Because, again, like I said, there is the potential out there. There is some documentation out there that was very well written in the Journal of Dental Traumatology that refers to the prevention of concussions by wearing a specifically designed balanced mouth device.
Okay. So look for that. How will that be on your website if somebody wants to, okay.
Stay tuned. It will be on the website, and probably within the next 30 to 60 days.
Okay, and that's agilityguard.com.
Agilityguard.com.
Okay, Doc, can you hang with us?
Sure.
Okay. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my windowpane.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Dr. Andre, who is the co-founder of Triumphant Athletics Group in Canada. And they make the Agility Guard, the Agility Performance Guard that Louis Vito wears. They've also worked with it's Apollo Anton Ono. You know him as the Olympic speed skater, and they've worked with folks in swimming and cycling and cricket and sharpshooting and bobsledding and all kinds of different sports that can benefit from this. Doc, could you just give my listeners a quick little synopsis of what is a concussion? Because people hear so much about it, we just throw the word around, and I don't know that people really understand what it is.
Well, from my understanding is that there's two types of concussions. The ones that, of course, that you get hit directly to the head, all right, and the brain moves around and strikes the side of the skull, and then there's one that a boxer would suffer, or someone who gets hit to the jaw, where the condyles, that is the jaw joint, the head of the jaw itself, that rotates and translates within the cup that is at the base of the skull, suffers the blow. And if we can refer to, you know, Isaac Newton's force equals mass times acceleration, when you get hit in the jaw, it drives those condyles back. And if you are anatomically aligned, that is where those condyles sit on the pad that separates it from the base of the skull, there's a cushioning effect to absorb the blow. But with most people who have either some form of click or some sort of displacement of that condyle that is off that disc, then you are in a closer approximation to the base of the skull. And by delivering that force and accelerating those condyles up towards the base of the skull, you risk impacting against the base and into the temporal lobe. And that in itself is another form of concussion, referred to sometimes as a zinger. Okay, because as you know, anatomically, there's a lot of blood vessels in the retrodiscal, that is the attachments of that disc. There's a lot of innervation, the auricular temporal nerve that runs through those tissues as well. So, I mean, a real whack to that can definitely deliver deliver a serious injury.
But basically, it's where the brain is slammed up against the inside of the skull, causing swelling, right?
Yes, or trauma basically to any part of that brain from an external blow.
Okay, so actually the brain tissue can be damaged by slamming up against the inside of the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, it's very simple, although it's very dangerous, but I just don't think people know exactly what it is. We think of it as your bell got rung. Now, mm-hmm. How long does it take to have one of these appliances made, and how long will they last?
Well, typically it depends on the bite-taking procedure, and that is our docs are trained. We offer several online courses that will train our docs. Most are familiar with the bite-taking procedures. But it could take anywhere between 15 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on what form of instrumentation and technique that they're using. That gets those impressions, and that bite gets submitted to our labs, and turnaround time is approximately 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's not bad. Now, we don't have a lot of time, and I just want to, I mean, what are some of the preliminary results? Actually, we have 2 minutes or less. You have some preliminary, you know what we should do? When the show's over, if you'll hang on the phone, maybe we can talk about having you back on when your new product is released, and you can talk more about this information. But you have some preliminary results from some of your pilot projects. What is that?
Oh, I would have to. I can't release.
Can't
that
tell right me. Now. Okay. That's
I can't
no problem.
Tell you that right now. Basically, I touched base on it with regards to wattage and cycling, and also reaction times and lifting weights.
Okay.
So those are basically that, but I can't give exact numbers right
well,
now.
Let me,
nor do I want to until the statisticians run through it.
Let me make my last question this then. Yeah, we oftentimes see athletes, they don't have their mouth guard in their mouth. It's hanging out of their mouth. They're chewing on it. They're gnawing on it. LeBron James is one that comes to mind. Football quarterbacks seem to leave them out of their mouth, you know, while they're setting the offensive line, and then they put it in their mouth. Why do you think that is, and do yours fit better or so much better that they just will leave them in?
Well, again, I go by what our athletes tell us, and a lot of it is some of them just don't want to take it out. That's how comfortable it is. When the jaw is properly aligned, okay, from a muscle point of view, from alignment point of view, and it's in harmony, all right, in its position, it is comfortable with that appliance in. And off the record, I mean, basically, you know, we this is not an appliance for people to sleep in, mind you.
Okay.
We've had a number of people that have said that. That's
you do
what
know this is being recorded, though, don't you?
Don't. I'm sorry.
You do know this is being recorded, so it's not really off the record.
Well, that's okay. I mean, but it's one of those things that that's how comfortable it is.
Okay.
And so you know, our athletes tend not to take it out, and they're very happy leaving it in.
All right.
During
well, hey,
the course of the event.
Thank you for joining me. Hang on the phone. Maybe we'll set something up for the future. I want to apologize to the folks that wanted to win the flowers because we got so busy with talking. We weren't able to do that on the air. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you tune in next week to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.